The punishing pioneers pulverize another pair in pursuit of the Penrose. There's a new king of the crease as the Bulldogs blocker earns his place in history. And the Mavericks making their move, mauling the Tigers twice. Those stories plus much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Four-game ticket packages start at the low price of $60. Purchase your Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Well, at one point, it appeared the pursuit of the Penrose would be a two-team affair, but Denver was determined to make it a three-team tussle. The Pioneers in Miami spotted the Redhawks a 2-0 lead, but then DU came roaring back, although the game winner barely made a sound, as we check in with Jay Stickney on the Pioneers Radio Network.
And Larkin, it dribbles right through the pads and in! That happened in slow motion, except that it wasn't!
That goal is the difference as Denver wins 3-2. Griffin Mendel in his 100th career game netting the game winner, as DU stretched its unbeaten streak to 10. But the Pioneers were hardly satisfied. They had their sights set on a sweep.
Back to Olszewski. One-timer. Score! Third goal of the weekend for Colin Olszewski. Perfect setup on the give-and-go.
Colin Olszewski's goal got things rolling for Denver, and the Pioneers now own the nation's longest unbeaten streak at 11 games after their 5-2 win. Olszewski with a wonderful weekend, picking up 5 points, and he's the NCHC Forward of the Week. But it isn't only DU that's streaking. The Omaha Mavericks are starting to catch fire.
Primo hands it off. Wraparound try. They score. Tyler Wiese. A loose puck behind. Primo lost it. Wiese picked it up. The goaltender, Matt Vernon, didn't realize that. He was looking to his right. Wiese emerged to his left. He tucked it home right between Vernon's pads.
That's Donnie Barnes on the Mavericks Radio Network describing the game winner for UNO as they skate past Colorado College 6-4. Omaha pushed their unbeaten streak to 4 by picking up their first conference sweep of the season in Game 2 with a convincing 4-1 win. Head coach Mike Gabinet says his team is finally not just talking a good game, but playing one.
You know, you can read about mental toughness, you can talk about it, but until you actually get to practice it, it's a different situation. So when we get to, you know, face that adversity, respond to it, come out with a big-time win, and just the way we did as a team, too, you know, Rhodes goes in there and has a good game. Savvy comes back on Saturday with a real good game. You know, different guys scoring goals, different guys making plays. Again, I think that's something that kind of sums up our team is everybody contributes, and whenever he contributes for us, good things are going to happen.
Now Omaha will put their winning streak to the test when they face a wily Western Michigan team that took 2 from St. Cloud State. In Game 1, the Broncos busted out to a big lead as we hear from Robin Hook and Alex Goodman on the Bronco Radio Network.
Wheel through the neutral zone, right through the center ice circle, over the line on the right side, back to McGang. He scores!
Western wins Game 1 6-2 and then replicates that in the series finale. Western now holds a 7-point cushion in their fight for the final home playoff spot. Meanwhile, at the top, it's getting a bit tighter. Thanks to Duluth dealing North Dakota an opening night setback.
Troll now does, got it to center. Here comes Lattereau. Miller joins the rush. 2-on-2 to the line. Lattereau score! Tanner Lattereau! It's 5-3 UMD!
Bruce Siski on the Bulldogs Radio Network with the difference maker in UMD's 7-4 victory. The following night, head coach Scott Sandelin tabbed Hunter Shepard as his starting goaltender, the 105th consecutive time he's done so, setting a new NCAA record for consecutive starts. The senior captain, who has led UMD to back-to-back national championships, says the key to his success has been leading by example.
It's not going to change at all. I'm more of a lead by example kind of guy. So when you do say something, guys listen. I mean, it's easy to hold other people accountable when you're doing the right things first. So just making sure I stick to my routines and I'm out working with the goalie coach and staying out after practice and putting the time in so I'm ready to play well for those guys. That's how I'm going to lead.
North Dakota would ruin the record night by breaking a 2-2 tie late in the third as we join the action being called by Tim Hennessy on the UND Radio Network. Point.
Looks again, shoots, scores! Johnny Tkachuk, it tipped up somewhere and went up high, but it's under the bar and in the net, and it's a 3-2 North Dakota lead.
UND holds on for a 3-2 win to earn a split. North Dakota returns home to host Colorado College this weekend. The CBS sports cameras will be in Omaha for game one of their series between the Mavericks and Broncos for a nationally televised contest. And second place will be on the line when Duluth duels with Denver. For more information on the week ahead, log on to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.